was in store for me next. What exceptions? The weekend event was deeper than I ever expected. Dr. Hulin explained that everything you seek and everything you experience, everything, is inside you. If you want to change anything, you do it inside, not outside. The whole idea is total responsibility. There's no one to blame. It's all you. But what about when somebody gets raped, a person asked? Or what if there's a car accident? We're not responsible for all of that, are we? Have you ever noticed that whenever you have a problem, you are there, Dr. Hulin asked. It's all about 100% responsibility for everything. No exceptions. There's no loophole that lets you off the hook for something you don't like. You're responsible for all of it. All. Even when he worked at the mental hospital and he saw murderers and rapists, he took responsibility. He understood that they were acting from a memory or a program. To help them, he had to remove the memory. The only way to do that is by cleaning. This is what he meant when he said he never saw clients in a therapeutic setting. He looked at their charts. As he did, he silently said, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you to the divine." He was doing what he knew to do to help the patients return to a state of zero limits. As Dr. Hulin did this within himself, the patients healed. Dr. Hulin explained, simply put, Ho'oponopono means to make right or to rectify an error. Ho'o means cause in Hawaiian, and ponopono means perfection. According to the ancient Hawaiians, error arises from thoughts that are tainted by painful memories from the past. Ho'oponopono offers a way to release the energy of these painful thoughts or errors, which cause imbalance and disease. In short, Ho'oponopono is simply a problem-solving process, but it's done entirely within yourself. This new and improved process was created by Morna, the beloved kahuna who taught her method to Dr. Hulin in November 1982. Dr. Hulin had heard of a miracle worker lecturing at hospitals, colleges, and even the United Nations. He met her, saw her heal his daughter of shingles, and left everything to study with her and learn her simplified healing method. Since Dr. Hulin was also experiencing difficulties in his marriage at the time, he left his family as well. That's not too unusual. There's a long history of people leaving their families to study with spiritual teachers. Dr. Hulin wanted to learn Morna's method. But he didn't instantly accept her odd ways. He signed up for a workshop led by her and walked out after 3 hours. She was talking to spirits and sounded nuts, he said, so I left. He went back a week later, paid the tuition fee again, and tried to sit through another workshop with her. He still couldn't do it. Everything she taught seemed so crazy to his university-trained mind that he again walked out of her seminar. I went back a third time, and this time I stayed for the entire weekend, he told me. I still thought she was crazy, but something about her spoke to my heart. I stayed with her until her transition in 1992. Morna's self-directed inner method worked miracles, according to Dr. Hulin and others. Her prayer somehow erased memories and programs just by saying it. I knew I wanted to learn that liturgy and would not rest until I knew it. Morna hinted at her method in an article she wrote for the book, I Am a Winner. I have used the old system since age 2. I have revamped the process, yet it retains the essence of the ancient wisdom. Mabel Katz, in her little book, The Easiest Way, said, Ho'oponopono is a process of forgiveness, repentance, and transformation. Every time we use any of its tools, we are taking 100% responsibility and asking for forgiveness for ourselves. We learn that everything that appears in our lives is only a projection of our programs. I wondered how Morna's updated self-identity Ho'oponopono process differed from traditional Ho'oponopono. Dr. Hu Lin explained it this way.
Self-identity through Ho'oponopono, traditional Ho'oponopono. One, problem solving is interpersonal. Two, only you and the I are involved. Two, a senior member meditates the problem-solving session with all participants. Three, only you are physically present. Three, everyone involved in the problem must be physically present. Four, repentance to the I. Four, each participant is required to repent to each other, with the senior member meditating so that participants don't get contentious. Five, forgiveness from the I. Five, each participant is required to ask forgiveness of each other and the other participants.
In traditional Ho'oponopono, the senior member trained in the dynamics of problem solving is responsible to see that everyone gets a chance to say what each sees as the problem. This is always an area of contention in the traditional Ho'oponopono because each participant sees the problem differently. I have to admit I like the new and improved process as it all happens within the person. You don't need anyone else at all. This makes more sense to me. Since I'm a student of Jungian-based teachers, such as best-selling author Debbie Ford, who wrote The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, I already understood that the place for change is within you, not the environment or any other person. Along with the updated Ho'oponopono process, Dr. Hu Lin continued, Morna was guided to include the three parts of the self, which are the key to self-identity. These three parts, which exist in every molecule of reality, are called the Unihipili, child, subconscious, the Yuhain, mother conscious, and the Amakua,